parable of today's gospel, our Lord gives us a summary of what it takes to save our souls. For when in Scripture 1,000 is used, it means a form of perfection. And so we have to try to understand what are the 5,000, what are the 2,000, and what is the 1,000, because each one of them represents some form of perfection. And so the man with 5,000 was gifted, as it were, with the senses, the five senses. Indeed, it is what separates him from the beast. For the human being has five senses, but we understand those senses to operate in a different way than the animals. And the man with 2,000 indicates to us just precisely what is meant here. For the 2,000 is both understanding and action, that mankind is endowed with understanding so that he may indeed act. And the 1,000 is simply understanding. And indeed, the one who was admonished and condemned by our Lord indicates very clearly that he understood he was gifted with the gift of understanding, and yet he did not use that understanding in order to perform the actions that the Master came to see. For he clearly is the one who is overseeing this whole thing. For he is the man who takes a journey. That is, when our Lord ascends into heaven, he will ask each and every one of us to give an account for all the talents he has given to us. And so we must gain a proper understanding of the mysteries of salvation so that our actions may truly be Christian actions and help our Lord to claim the souls. That is, help our Lord to get the return he intends for the sacrifice that he offered for all humanity. And in all this, we see very clearly the Mother of God to be exemplar of all that is summed up in today's gospel. For she is truly contrary to Eve and how Eve misused all the gifts. For Eve certainly had understanding, but she did not perform good actions. And indeed, when Eve engaged the bad spirit in conversation, she immediately was duped and brought into it. She took joy in the conversation. Such a contrary example the Mother of God gives when the good spirit visits her. For Scripture tells us first she is troubled, and then she ponders this message. She is troubled because she recognizes very clearly that this message could be a very temptation against her humility. But she does not, as it were, immediately get sucked in, as we often so would if we receive such an announcement from a heavenly being. And so she will discern this spirit to find whether it was a truly good spirit, so that when she does act, she acts in accord with the will of God. And indeed, when she discerns very clearly from the angel, for she asked a question for which the angel could only give one answer. If the angel attempted to dissimulate in any way, manner, shape, or form, the Blessed Virgin merely would have dismissed him as a false spirit, an evil spirit. But when the angel declares by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Mother of God immediately discerns the will of God, and so her action is in accord with God's will. Be it done unto me according to thy word. And so we too must strive to constantly give to God our fiats to do, so that he may do with us what he intends to do, so that he may elevate us to that state of holiness which he has called each and every one of us to attain. And so we, like the Blessed Virgin Mary, must use our senses in distributing both the spiritual and the corporal works of mercy. For indeed, we must understand that when we are gifted with five senses, by that very nature, we cannot separate our senses from the soul. We are not simply like the beast, but we have a spirit, we have a spiritual aspect of our lives. Indeed, we know from the teachings of Holy Mother Church that we are a composite of body and soul. And so we must constantly seek to gain understanding so that when we do act, we act in accord with the will of God. The problem with the man with the 1,000 was that he truly had understanding, but he buried that understanding in the earth. That is, he took that understanding and used it in order to indulge himself in the carnal pleasures that a worldly life offers out to those who are not seeking the will of God. And so we must not imitate him, but we must be like the former two, the one with 2,000. That is, he had understanding, and he prayed constantly that his actions would be in accord with the divine understanding. And so we must too seek to have our actions to be in accord with divine understanding, so that we come to understand that when we exercise the corporal and the spiritual spiritual works of mercy, our senses are involved. That is very clear in the temple works of mercy, but we also do not reflect often enough that the spiritual works of mercy, often what sense is used is our mouth. And so our mouth must constantly seek truth so that it may speak truth, so that even when we admonish the sinner, we do so with perfect charity, as our Lord would do when he journeyed on this earth. And so he would take that journey to heaven in order to come again at the end of time to judge the living and the dead. And he warns us very clearly at the end of today's gospel that we should not be found like the last man. We should not bury our talents in the earth, but rather we should entrust them to the bankers, that is, to Holy Mother Church, constantly going to her to deposit, as it were, our talents, in order that our talents may be increased by the grace she dispenses to us. And so let us thank our Lord for the wonderful way he has established the economy of salvation, and let us constantly have recourse to Holy Mother Church, so that our talents under the influence of grace may constantly grow, so that when the Lord comes, he will find that we will give to him much more than he has gifted us by nature, but that we will truly submit all our gifts to the formation of grace, and so we too will be rewarded like the first man who acquired 11,000 talents, the second man who acquired 4,000 talents. And so let us not strive, as it were, to seek the highest place, but let us strive always to do the will of God, and let him place us where he intends to place us within his mystical body. For we know from St. Paul that there is no superfluous member of the body, but that all members of the body must work in accord with the divine ideal. And so let us establish firmly in our minds the Blessed Virgin Mary as the one fixed and sure ideal that we are to strive for, so that our talents under her influence may grow each and every day of our lives, so that we may cooperate with her in the crushing of the serpent's head, so that again her son's kingdom, her son's reign may be established over our society, so that it may truly become a dispenser of both the corporal and the spiritual works of mercy, which in our day and age are virtually dead in the minds and hearts of most men and women. And so it is that we are truly confronted in a culture that needs constant recourse to the supernatural means, constant recourse to beseeching God that he will come and save the world again, as the Mother of God is found at the Annunciation, praying that the Savior may come to save the world again. And when she used her understanding and decided to act, she brought that very Savior into the world. And so we, each and every day of our life, must seek to imitate the Mother of God, to draw again the Savior back into the world, so that he may drive away the evil in order to establish his love. And there, dwelling in his love, we may all dwell with him for all eternity in that life to come.